The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Episode 3 for Silk Fitness Therapy. Getting you fit mentally and physically for the big summer holidays. How are you guys? Mike and Kate, you're
all right. Very well, mate. How are you?
All right, thank you. You?
Yeah, not bad. So I just started back at the gym today after all the Royal Cheshire Show and all that kind of stuff the other week. So yeah, it was all right.
Nice.
Yeah. Lifting weight again.
Good.
We had a chat after the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
About lifting weight again and all that kind of stuff. And I did me 3 plates.
Very good, mate.
Which is... Go on, you do the maths on that.
3 Depends plates, what they are. 20 kilo plates.
So 30 aside.
Plus the bar. 80 kilo.
But that's plus the bar.
Yeah, plus the bar.
So I deadlifted 80 kilo today. Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Yes.
My body weight.
That's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I can deadlift you?
You can deadlift me.
Shall we do that on a video? Let me try it.
Just pick me up.
Right, okay. So today's podcast, Mike, is about...
Habits.
Okay, so...
Building good habits.
When you say building good habits, that means getting into a routine, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be getting into a routine. What I'm kind of say, it's not a... necessarily going to be habits in terms of fitness or in terms of nutrition. It could be just overall habits and being in life, you know, being a better human.
So how do you start a habit then?
So what I wanted to kind of reference was a book. This is our weekly shout out to Joe again for lending us another book to read through. The book is Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits. Right, yeah. Okay. I keep saying automatic. Atomic Habits by James Clear. So he has the 4 laws of behavioral change.
Go on then. 4.
So, law number 1, make it obvious. Identify current daily habits, so for example, brushing your teeth, and then add in a new habit. So for example, have a glass of water there, brush your teeth, fill the glass of water up, drink some water. And that's known as habit stacking.
You see, now you've explained it this way, I've already done this and not known I've done
this.
Yeah, I mean, you do, don't you?
Yeah, you accidentally kind of, you know...
You just...
Like, you know, my story, did I mention my story on this podcast?
On I'm not sure. On first one, I think.
On the first one. So at the start of it, I was just making a habit of going, I don't want that, don't fancy that, don't want that. And that was just a habit that I got into earlier in the year, in the January.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Carry on then, number 2.
Law number 2 is make it attractive. The more attractive an opportunity, the more likely it's become a habit. Habits are dopamine driven. It's a hormone, your happy hormone. When dopamine rises, so does the motivation to act.
Okay, I need to bring you in on this one then. So when you've, I want to say, nailed a habit or you've created a habit and you don't realise you've done it, but it suddenly dawns on you that, oh, I'm in this OCD habit of mine now. That's when your mind goes, this is great.
Exactly. And you build them in and you don't really think about it. But habits generally, they say, take about 3 weeks to become like the norm. So... you might not even realise you're doing it, and then you realise that you've built it in and you've done little wins daily, but those little wins just become a regular occurrence and you stop thinking about it, stops becoming a conscious thing, and you actually feel the benefit from making those little wins as well. So like the glass of water, and Mike mentioned it, I think it was the first week, wake up in the morning, you drink a glass of water. Before you have your coffee, before you have your tea, you have your glass of water. That's creating a new habit. There's just simple one. And start your day off.
And the one I mentioned was I started to turn down.
You started to turn down. Because,
chocolate, crisps,
party because
food.
You had your goal and you wanted to change your habits so that you could reach your goal. So, yeah, you probably did more than just turn down those little things because... The other thing you did was you started going to the gym as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
She started building that into your daily routine.
But is it a point where a habit becomes a little bit of an obsession and it becomes a bit OCD and a little bit too much? Because, like, now if I don't go to the gym, because it's part of my daily routine, I get a little bit like, it's all going to go wrong now.
I
wouldn't necessarily say it's a bad thing to feel like, to want to go to the gym, but I'd say... kind of get out of the mindset that you've ruined it, like say referencing back to the whole you can't mess it up, is just accept it's happened and move on. But yeah, I think it is quite a good thing to, I do it with Mondays. So
yeah, I
have my habit is I can't miss a Monday. If I miss a Monday, I kind of, I feel the same,
We talked about this before.
I do feel the same as you. Like I don't feel like necessarily that the week's wasted. Well, I used to feel like I've ruined my whole week of training. Now I just go, right, okay, well, I'll just have to train on Saturday as well. just accept that I've missed that Monday, and now instead of going Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday,
make it up at the end.
Yeah, and now I'll go. I'd have to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So I just have to change my routine slightly now. But I would, you know, I try and stay in the habit of not missing that Monday if I can.
So you compensate.
Yeah. So that's kind of going back to make a habit attractive.
Yeah. So if you want to change something and add something new in, you've got to enjoy it, or you've got to want to do it. So there's no point in me saying, right, I'm going to go out running and I'm going to do a half marathon every day, because I can't do it.
I hate running.
And Mike hates running. And the same thing goes for swimming. You know, I get bored after two lengths. So I'm not going to use that as my new habit, because I know...
swim.
And Mike can't swim, so he's not going to use it.
You don't do well here, Mike, are
you? No, I'm not doing well here, bud.
So triathlons are definitely out, because I don't think you like bikes either, do
no,
you?
No, I hate bikes.
No, he hates bikes too. So, no
triathlons.
It's got to be something that you want to go and do. That's what helps you create that habit.
So setting habits that are achievable, then?
Yes.
They've got to be achievable.
And we use the word goals, don't we, then?
Yeah.
Achievable goals.
And, you've got to do it and feel like you've made that win, because you've done it, you've enjoyed it, and it's felt good. You want to feel good about doing something new.
Doing little goals and little wins.
Yeah. Little goal, yep.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Everyone's got the big goal, haven't they, you know? But it's a case of having these little wins along the way, constant things, and that kind of brings on to law number three, which is make it easy.
Mm.
So right, yeah. Human behaviour follows the law of least effort. Naturally gravitates towards the option that requires the least work. Create an environment where doing the right thing is as easy as possible. Again, obviously, that's just a little bit from the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the baby steps, if you change too much in one hit, you're not going to be able to sustain
overfacing yourself, yeah. Aren't you? You know, if you go from not training at all to saying, right, I'm going to do six, I'm on it, beast mode, I'm going to hit my calories every day, I'm not going to go out or socialise.
You can't sustain that.
So when you probably hear it at the gym at Silk Physiotherapy a lot of the time, when people walk through your door or they message you guys on Facebook and say, I want to be the next Jason Statham and I'm going to do 100 pull-ups and I'm going to eat nothing but chicken and broccoli for the next 12 months. Do you sit there and go, that's an unrealistic habit and goal you've got there?
Yeah, probably just ask the question of, can you maintain that for life?
Mm.
If the answer is no, then we need to look at changing that. You know, that's, say it's not going to be sustainable, is it?
Mm.
At all. So yeah, make it easy. Law number four, make it satisfying. The brain's evolved to prioritise immediate rewards over delayed rewards. To get a habit to stick, you need to feel immediately successful, even if it's small. So again, it's going back to the baby steps. Little goals, little wins.
Can I bring one of my own on this for a second? Because when I started out on my journey around Christmas time, my first goal at the end of January was just to do... at the first week of January was just to not have any chocolate crisps or fizzy pop just for that 5 days. So if I could nail that 5 days,
mm-hmm.
I'll then have my curry takeout with the family on the Friday night or Saturday
there's
night.
There's your win. There's your five
so
days.
That's a little goal.
That's your little goal.
And you all removed the temptation out of the house. So you didn't have those things there like you used to have them there, so you removed them, so they weren't in your space, so you didn't see them and think, God, I really want that.
Yeah, so you built a habit.
Yeah, it's just a small change, but it was enough to help you sustain what you wanted to get to.
How easy is it to accidentally, because I've accidentally created these little goals and habits and didn't realize I was doing them,
because you had the motivation to act.
You wanted to do
it,
didn't you?
Wanted it, yeah.
And you decided that you were going to do that. And this is it. No one else can do this for you. You've got to want to do it yourself. So you can blame everybody else, but actually you're in control of your destiny and you decide what it is you want to achieve and you make it happen. No one else told you to do it. No one was nagging you to do it. You just wanted to, and that was your driver. You wanted to make the change.
Yeah. So if people are sitting there and listening to this whilst waiting for their pizza on delivery, right, or whatever it is they're doing while they're listening or downloaded this podcast, the key from you guys is just to make a little change and stick to that change, then do it again and do it again and do it again. And just that little change in about 3 or 4 weeks, you've made a habit.
Yeah. I think it's like say what you were what I do,
and look, this works for me, okay? So every morning I do a list of 5 intentions for the day. So, and I've only fairly recently started doing this, but it really works for me. So, like today I had as one of my 5 things that I wanted to achieve today was exercise. So I put it in today and I've done it. So you could have a daily list and say you decide on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's when you're going to do your exercise. So you Monday comes and you make number one, your intention of the day is exercise. And you send that list to a friend or family member, and that makes you accountable for that list. So at the end of the day, your friend goes, so did you achieve everything that you had on your list of intentions? And you then have to say, yes, I did, or no, I failed on such and such, or I didn't quite make it to the gym today. Well, why didn't you make it to the gym? And how are you going to change that on Wednesday when you've next got it booked in to go on, you know, on your list of intentions? So that works for me because I send that to a friend and it makes me accountable for them.
I think that's basically like around it, like surrounding yourself as well with like-minded individuals. Is, you know, being around people that are positive, it's kind of the same mindset as you, which is, it's why we find a lot of the groups at the gym work well. It's because people are on, they're on the same journey, they're in it together, got the same goals, they're very positive, uplifting, they help each other out.
Yeah.
And I kind of follow the same things on like social media. So on Instagram or on Twitter, I only follow things that I want to see that make me kind of feel happy. I don't follow anything political or anything news related or anything that makes me angry or stressed. I only follow people that are like me, are like-minded, or, you know, are into the same kind of things as me. And it's surroundings I've created in that environment. So my habit is to create an environment around myself.
I don't know where you bring this into it. If you are aware that you've got a social circle of people that might, I've been in this situation before, a while ago though, of people that might not understand why you want to lose weight, why you want to be a bit healthier,
that's tough.
Fitter, you know, and be in a better place because they are not interested in it themselves.
Yeah, a lot of that can be hard. Like a little bit of jealousy from them. They don't necessarily want to see you succeed, but that is tough. I had it when I was dieting for a competition when, you know, go to the pub and it'd be, go and have a pint. So I don't want to have a pint. You know, I'm just going to have a Diet Coke or have some water or whatever. No, go on, just have a pint. Have one pint. Like, why does that pint affect you? Having one beer, why does that matter to you? You know, just crack on with your own thing. Do whatever you want. Leave me to do. And I think it is that little bit of a fear of other people don't want to see you be successful, their own insecurities.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's a tough one. And yeah, you're going to say, right, cut these friends out, but maybe you have to start limiting the time you spend with them.
Or you, like Mike just said, you limit the time you spend with them, or you go into certain social situations and not others.
Yeah,
so, you know,
put yourself in a bit. Mine was when I was dieting, I just stopped going into the pub.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't actually benefiting me.
So take command of the situation yourself, because if you really want to make those changes, remember, you're in command of it. You decide. You don't let everybody else decide for you. You're taking command of it and you decide.
I was called by my old circle of friends shallow.
Really?
For wanting to better yourself?
No, because I wanted to lose some weight and because I wanted to get a bit healthier and fitter and feel better mentally as well. Like, they just said, why can't you just be yourself? You're shallow that you want to be somebody you're not. And I'm like,
you want to live longer.
Wanted to be a bit healthier and feel better.
Yeah. As it turns out, I've made a lot of new friends who go to the gym. They do a bit of boxing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't see each other very often, but when we do, we've all got the same kind of conversations going on.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will regularly Facebook me and go, how's your training going? Or, you know, what's
and that's
going
what
on?
You want. You want you want people who are going to support you on your journey.
Yeah.
No, because that helps. You know, that really helps you when you've got people.
Oh, God, remember the amount of criticism I used to get for, like, weighing my food, mainly off my dad.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dad. It was, you know, little digs here and there. If I had something, oh, you're going to weigh it. You're going to weigh that. And again, I think that was, like, his insecurities of not really necessarily wanting to, not necessarily wanting to see me succeed, but his own insecurities, I think, more than anything.
It is.
Yeah, it's tough. It is really, really tough because you will get people
a little
like
bit envious because you're doing that, but and they don't feel that they can do it.
Yeah, I've got to say now, ClickUp, he's been very supportive.
I'll tell you what we could do, right?
Yeah.
For the people who have listened to this podcast for this week, it's been published on. I want people to message Silk Fitness Therapy.
Yeah.
write down one goal or one little habit that they want to create.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And try it.
Become accountable towards them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can then see what's going on,
yeah.
and people can report
that.
To you.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there you go.
To.
Mike and Kate, expect some messages now
yeah.
on social media. I want people who have listened to this podcast make one change for the better. Whether it be, I don't know, cut down on booze or, I don't know, give up smoking. I don't know.
Doesn't matter how small.
Yeah. Just one small little change and stick to it and say, that is going to be my new habit.
Yeah.
And that's my new goal to nail this.
Yeah. And you've nailed that, and then you move on to the next one and you start yeah. building, and they start all kind of falling into place.
Mike, your Facebook page, where can people message you these details?
We are Silk Fitness Therapy, and on Instagram we are at SFT Macclesfield.
Cool. Good stuff. Have you got any more on these goals then and habits?
I'm just trying to think about anything I wanted to add in. I think the saying out loud was another one. You know, you are, I think you're more, I think, I might butcher this, but you're 60% more likely to reach your target or your goals when you say it out loud.
See, yeah. I found it if I write it down. Someone. So I use social media.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, like social media has this really bad habit of going, this time last year, you were in Lanzarote. With
yeah,
your feet
does,
dangling
yeah.
over a pool. But yeah. in 12 months' time, social media, Facebook, for example, will go, this time last year, you started on this journey. Or this time last year, you looked like this, because it'll send you a photograph of
yeah.
what you posted.
Yeah.
So I use social media for my... What do you call it, Mike? Is it like a... I don't know, a refocusing?
It sounds like a trigger, I suppose.
Be responsible for the change.
That's quite deep, that.
Do you like yeah. that? Do you like that?
that is really yeah. deep. I like that.
You decide, you make it happen, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
You also got to want it, though, aren't you?
Yes, you've got to want it.
You know, whether it's... for purely cosmetic reasons, like Mike, you said in the previous podcast that you started your journey because you wanted to look better.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be fitter.
No.
You just wanted to look better.
Yeah, I didn't care what my fitness was. Couldn't care less. Just wanted to look better. I just wanted a six pack. That's all I wanted.
So vain.
Yeah, so vain.
And focus on how you want to feel. So feel how you want to feel. Like, we all want to feel good. We all want to feel like we've achieved and we're accomplished and, you know, we've made those wins. And so feel how that is going to feel when you get to that point and feel it. I know that's probably a bit deep for people too, but it helps. You're going to feel great, and we love feeling good about ourselves.
The feeling I get when I've done a full week of eating good and eating better
mm-hmm.
is like, yes.
It is,
I've
isn't it?
I've done it another week. And that's what I've done all year. So before you know it, I've done a month. Then
yeah.
I've done 2 months. Then I've done 3 months.
Yeah.
Ooh. And the fact that your olds on your belt are coming down,
mm.
you know, that feels good.
Yeah.
But do you know what I like the feeling of now? And this is specifically aimed at Mike because of your bodybuilding story. Is that I like the, it's called DOMS, isn't it? Delayed
yeah.
onset muscle soreness.
Yeah, that's the one.
I like the ache.
Yeah.
So when I wake up in the morning and I'm struggling to get down the stairs because I squatted too heavy or something, or I deadlifted too heavy, I like that. I've gone, yeah,
yeah,
I've worked that out all right. I like that feeling.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
That's your sense of achievement. That's what
yeah.
you're feeling, and that feels good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
You that was something I wanted to ask you about was, you know, what is your goal?
My goals have changed over the last 6 months. So I started off originally in December by going, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to drink that, and I just want to feel better because I was tired a lot and ratty a lot and just grumpy and just not in a good place, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
So I made my first goal was, obviously, like I said, turn down that food. I wasn't consciously going, I'm going to the gym every day. I just went, I just don't want it. I don't want to eat that. I'll choose something else. And I was choosing healthier stuff because you've only got two lots of food, haven't you? You've got the food that ain't good for you, and then you've got the food that is going to be better for you than that bad food.
Okay.
So I was choosing the better food. That was my first goal. I've done that. That's easily done now. So I've changed. My goal has changed a number of times. My current goal is, I don't say, I don't think I've got one. I have got one. I've got two or three. Can you have two or three goals?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
why
doesn't
not?
Complicate it all then, does it?
No, why not?
So my first goal
is... you're not overfacing yourself.
After my recent kidney stone episode,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I need to get back into my running again. Do you remember I said I started running?
Yeah.
So that's a goal that I've set myself, that I want to do the Great Manchester Run for the Christie in Macclesfield.
Yeah.
and I want to do the 10K. So that's my first goal.
Yeah.
That's one of the goals. I've got less than 12 months to get ready for that.
Okay.
So I need to sort that out. My other goal is to, now that I've lost 4 and a bit stone, whatever it is I've lost, and I've come down 3 jean sizes and 2 top sizes, my next goal is not a specific goal. It's just, what more can I do?
Okay.
How can I get into that 34 waist now that I'm in the 36 waist, but they're tight?
I think, how do you think you'd feel if you got into the 34 waist?
Oh, mate. Facebook will just light up. I'll be like, whoa, look at these. Yeah, it would be.
So your goal's happiness?
Yes.
Your goal is to be happy. That's your main goal.
Oh, is to be happy. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. And all these things are, it's little wins along the way to reach the happiness, effectively. That's what it is.
Because we all want to be happy, don't we?
Yeah.
We all want to be happy and we all want to feel good about ourselves. So there you go.
There's a note to end it on, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for podcast number 3, guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for having us.
What are we doing next time?
Mental health.
Yes. Ooh, yeah.
The benefits of exercise on mental health.
That'll be a good one. Yes.
That could be a long one.
Yeah. Yeah, it can, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it might get a bit teary, actually, that one.
Bring your tissues.
Yeah. Right, Kate, Mike from Silk Fitness Therapy, thank you very much for that. And we'll do it again for episode 4 next week.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.